and also observe their laws, how reasonable and devoid of all vanity. As it says, having food and covering, let us be content. Unlike the man from Sinope, who dressed in rags and lived in a barrel to no good purpose, he astonished many but helped no one. While Paul did none of these things, he was dressed in regular clothes with complete decency and lived in a house on a regular basis, demonstrating careful adherence to all other virtues, virtues that the cynic disregarded, living obscenely and openly humiliating himself and being led astray by his insane longing for fame. Indeed, if anyone were to ask why he lived in a barrel, they would find no other reason except vanity. But Paul also paid rent for the house he lived in Rome, even though he who could perform even stricter tasks could undoubtedly have had the strength for this. But he had no regard for glory, that fierce beast, that terrifying demon, that scourge of the world, that venomous snake. For like the snake that bites its way through the womb of its own mother, this passion rips apart whoever gives it birth.